George Atkins, June 5th, 1916. Dear Mother, just a line to let you know that we are both all right, for which we must thank God, for we have been through a terrible ordeal. I don't know if I'm allowed to say much about it, but you will see by the papers and what a fierce fight the Canadians have been into. How we, Mart and I, came through without a scratch, I cannot tell, as we have had terrible losses. It has been simply awful. I cannot describe it in words, but I know there has been nothing worse in this war. We did our 8 days in all right and were bombarded pretty heavy all the time, but did not suffer much. Then we came out for a rest. The next day they broke through and we had to go back. We had to make a charge in broad daylight, but they were ready for us and opened up an awful fire on all of us. We took what cover we could get in old trenches and were there all day. They opened up again two or three times in the night, but we kept them back. That night we were supposed to be relieved, but the relief could not get in, so we had another awful 24 hours during which they sent over the terrible high explosives and shrapnel, but we held firm. Two or three times they nearly landed in our trench. The force of the explosion threw us down, and I couldn't hear nothing but ringing in my ears. I was hit on the head about four times, but my steel helmet saved me. Then I had a bullet go through a mess tin strapped on my back. I'm going to keep it as a souvenir, but I wasn't very frightened, although the strongest nerves couldn't stand it for a long while. The shells are bursting around and above. We had to stay in the trench for 8 hours without water and no food, about two dry biscuits each. It was up to our shoe tops in water, and we got all stiffened and cramped up. We were thankful when the relief came at last. Of course, we had some very close shaves, but God must have been watching over us and made one think about that. The wounded were very brave and bore the pain and suffering like heroes, and some had ghastly wounds. I expect to be home soon. Now, then I can give you a good account of it. We are all so tired when we got home that we just fell down and slept for a long time. I will stay close now, as I am pretty shaky day to day through nervous strains and loss of sleep. I think we are out for a good rest now. Goodbye with love,